If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, wake up, champs. Jackson Reed here, your daily dose of motivation, wisdom, and maybe a little bit of chaos. Buckle up, because today we're diving into something super important, prioritizing mental health for success and happiness. Now, I know what you're thinking, Jackson, isn't that kind of woo-woo? Listen, it's not about meditating on mountaintops or chanting affirmations all day. It's about recognizing that your mental well-being is the foundation for everything else in your life, your relationships, your career, even your ability to enjoy a killer pizza slice without stressing about tomorrow's deadline. Think about it. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like you're just going through the motions, checking boxes, but not really living? That's often a sign that your mental health needs some TLC. When we neglect our minds, it's like trying to run a car on empty. Eventually, you're going to stall out and end up stranded on the side of the road. So, how do we actually prioritize our mental health? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep you grounded and thriving. 1. Ditch the superhero complex. This one's a biggie, folks. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us to hustle harder, achieve more, be better than yesterday. But guess what? You don't have to do it all. It's okay to say no, to delegate, and to take breaks. Remember, rest is not laziness, it's strategic investment in your well-being. Imagine trying to build a skyscraper without proper foundation work, it's just going to collapse. 2. Tune into your body. Our bodies are incredible machines, but sometimes they send the subtle signals that we miss. Feeling constantly drained, anxious, irritable? These could be signs your mind and body need some serious attention. Learn to recognize these cues, though, like little alarms telling you to slow down and listen. 3. Find your flow. You know that feeling when you're completely absorbed in something, time melts away, and you lose yourself in the moment. That's flow state, a powerful state of focus and productivity. Whether it's painting, writing, playing music, or even just tackling a challenging puzzle, find activities that bring you joy and allow you to tap into your full potential. 4. Cultivate connection. We're social creatures hardwired for connection. Nurturing meaningful relationships with family, friends, and even our community can have a profound impact on our mental well-being. Make time for those who lift you up, share your experiences, and don't be afraid to ask for support when you need it. 5. Practice gratitude. Ever notice how much easier it is to focus on the negative? Our brains are wired that way. Negativity bias is a real thing. But here's the game changer. Actively practicing gratitude can shift your perspective and increase happiness levels. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things, big or small, in your life. Imagine this. You're walking through a bustling city, but instead of feeling overwhelmed, you're calm and collected. You greet people with a genuine smile, tackle your tasks with focus and energy, and savor every delicious bite of the pizza slice. That's the power of prioritizing mental health. It allows you to navigate life with grace, resilience, and even a little bit of joy. Okay, let's bring this back to reality. Ever had one of those days where everything feels like it's going wrong? You spill your coffee, miss an important deadline, and then your phone battery dies right when you need it most. It's moments like these that can really test our mental fortitude. But what if, instead of letting these setbacks derail us completely, we could view them as opportunities for growth and learning? Picture this. You're driving to work when suddenly traffic comes to a standstill. Instead of getting frustrated, you use the time to catch up on your favorite podcast, or maybe even write down some creative ideas that have been swirling around in your head. See? Even amidst the chaos, we can choose to find pockets of peace and productivity. So, remember this: prioritizing your mental health is not a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about making conscious choices every day that support your well-being and allow you to thrive. Now go out there and make today amazing. Don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode and let me know what strategies you use to prioritize your mental health. Catch you on the flip side, champs.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.